Because I usually think that I'm sitting, I'm doing whatever, I, and it's...
I don't think you think that now I am sitting.
No, I didn't thought I'm sitting. Yeah. But you told and I realize I'm sitting.
Just think.
Imagine.
But for example, thinking about, if you think a lot about having another cigarette.
Don't give him an idea.
It's not the concept of cigarette that keeps us thinking about it, it's the attachment to the experience, the taste and so forth.
Conditions
and
thinking
and
the
about.
Attachment
that
a condition and the pleasant
feeling. Yeah. Because Ajahn, all these questions here, because I doubt, because now, you know, we talk about dhammas, we talk about conditions, but actually I'm sitting here and I have a doubt if this is, for example...
And doubt is dhamma.
Not self. But then I have a doubt about doubt.
It's not self, again.
But then I need some kind of motivation or someone to tell me.
You know that it's Adama.
Adama.
Mm-hmm. Otherwise, no other way. If you try to think about something different, it's not like understanding that it's only a reality.
Because I think I learned that this is a Dhamma, the Dhamma must be Nama, must be Rupa, yes?
That is thinking, but not understanding.
Yeah, but later that comes some kind of unpleasant situation, pleasant doesn't matter.
Dhamma again.
That's what I cannot believe, if this is Dhamma, this old story, because before I had all this Dhamma is Dhamma, and Rupa is Dhamma, and then I doubt.
That is what you recite? But what about understanding whatever appears now as that which is experienced or that which experiences? That's all, in a moment.
So whether it's thinking now of doubt or thinking, oh, I must have some reminders I need to, or this is my doubt, it's all just moments of thinking, just dhammas that can be understood right now.
Ajahn, I listened to you saying many times, and for me, I think it's really something I'd like to hear again, when you say about the path being the path of understanding and of detachment. So would you like...
The path?
Yes, being the path of understanding and detachment. So could you please say something?
Yes. When there is no understanding, there is ignorance and attachment. But when there is understanding... Understanding cannot attached to that which is known as reality. No one.
So at the moment, wanting to know more, wanting to really understand this, so at that moment there's no understanding and no detachment at all.
I think they're just talking about realities, but there's no direct understanding of it. Just think whether it's this or that. But in order to really understand that it is reality, learn to understand whatever appears, different characteristics. And we don't have to call or name it Nama or Rupa at all, because they are different. But by having the direct awareness or understanding of a reality, there can be understanding of the difference between other realities. So there are only different realities, one at a time. Very natural. Otherwise we think a lot about terms and no understanding of what we use the word Dhamma or Nama or Rupa.
So I think because normally when we say we are here, we say about seeing or hearing or this and that, it seems that there's no understanding what it appears, so we tend to be impatient and trying to understand, pinpointing this and that. And
so
that
it needs courage to really understand what appears and what one has learned intellectually.
So I can understand that Buddha teaching is for people to understand the reality, mm-hmm. and for understand reality, Buddha teach is with Sutta, with Vinaya, and Abhidhamma, mm-hmm. and I can understand that the three kai is for different people who has different accumulation.
To understand reality as it is,
yeah.
It doesn't mean that just read and without understanding about Vinaya, whether it is also Dhamma. Vinaya is also Dhamma.
Yeah. Vinaya is a method to understand mm-hmm. reality.
Yeah, different and degrees
Sutta
of attachment, aversion.
Methods and Abhidhamma, not methods, but how can I say? An approach to
know
to
the varieties of Dhamma in
yeah.
different life.
Yeah. And it is suitable for different people with different accumulation, that one is suitable for
to understand life. Conditions for each life, each moment. Like the story of Ananda, the story of Satriputta.
Is different of one
different
point to each other.
Accumulations of Dhamma.
Ajahn, did you say that you need courage to really understand?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it sounds unpleasant to know that there is no self, but since it's true, okay, so true.
Mm. So, when you talk about courage, then courage to be detached for
not
to,
by oneself, but by
no,
having
no,
more understanding.
But having yet courage to, yes, I can see that courage to have understanding.
To know that there is no one here, only visible object is seen.
So. So we can study that one have the more chance for the other to understand Dhamma, to be monk, or...
Depends again on conditions.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
So we don't... If we say that should have chance to be monk is better...
Conditions.
It's wrong view?
Conditions.
It's by condition?
Yeah. No self, no one, only conditions.
Just to further consider the characteristic of courage that we mentioned. If courage is lacking or weak, then what's the consequence?
If it's weak,
yeah.
Then what?
That's what I was wondering.
Less understanding.
Mm-hmm.
Less understanding. Understanding does not arise, would not arise as much.
Because no interest.
Because no interest.
Not courage enough to be interested in the truth, to understand the truth.
If courage were a jetasika.
Virya jetasika.
Virya. That's what I thought, virya. Mm-hmm. I got the question answered.
If you wait long enough, all your questions get answered.
I remember a long time ago, once Ajahn said that you have to be a hero to develop understanding of whatever appears. You have to be a hero. Long a time ago.
Brave enough, courageous enough.
Yeah.
Can we just say it is the virya that arises with each moment of right understanding of reality?
Mm-hmm.
So when we were talking about the samapadanas, so actually at any moment of understanding of reality, there is courage, there is that kusala, virya, at that moment. And that's why it's a power factor.
It is weak and it is strong in different aspects. For example, one might have very strong akusala virya, or the other might have the very strong kusala virya.
And like you were saying before, sometimes it might be the chanda, the interest that predominates, and sometimes it may be the virya, the kusala virya, so it depends again at different moments.
Ajahn, what do you mean by one moment at a time? One moment at a time.
One citta at a time. With many cetasikas together. One citta with cetasikas at a time. Can there be two cittas together at a time?
I didn't really understand your question very well when you said about the three baskets, Vinaya, Sutta, and Abhidhamma, being different approaches to different accumulations. This for sure that someone who doesn't have accumulations to be a monk, then he will not be a monk, but there will be still a chance for him to become enlightened. But in the end, I think the way is the same. That is the way, the path of understanding, the Eighth Noble Four Path. So I actually was not sure about your questions.
My question is exactly you.
Okay, you just confirmed.
Confirmed it is.
But why you mentioned about the three baskets? Because you mentioned three baskets.
Yeah.
So there must be a reason that you mentioned the three baskets.
You mean
why I had such idea to mention all the three baskets?
Yes, being different
approach. Being different approach. I don't know why I why I mentioned the three.
But where the accumulation?
Yeah.
No, but you were talking about others, the accumulation of others, the different type of teaching was suitable to people with different accumulations.
Yeah, just confirm my understanding of that. This one is suitable for this kind of these people of such accumulation. This is not an also. Each just confirm.
But I think even to the monks, the Buddha also talked about realities.
Yeah. So. It's a different approach, but in the end, if the, for example, the three baskets is also led to understand reality. So,
monk studies too.
Yeah.
I think your point was you said earlier, if someone has the accumulations to become a monk, it's better. That was your comment. No.
Now, for me, it's not better or not. It's being right now is the best for me already. So I don't.
And in reality, no person, no being, kusala and kusala cheetahs after seeing or hearing.
Yeah.
So the only path is the same. Just understanding your realities.
What can I
do?
The other day when we talked about the 30 ways to happiness, and Sarah mentioned that it's not the act of doing that, but it's the it's more the understanding of the value of these ways, and then that would like the condition for the citta to have more kusala. And I had a thinking of how about when the value of education, for example, and that kind of sometimes is also help us to understand the value of some of these ways to happiness. And so how does that view according to Abhidhamma? I'm sure that there's a lot of things in education it doesn't align, or we thought it's kusala, but it's actually akusala in Dhamma. But is there any role for some kind of education to, you know, like to develop this, the right sanya? Is the question clear? It's was more the understanding of the role of education, or that kind of different information that we get in life, to reinforce or to cultivate the understanding or understanding the benefit of kusala.
If we can't read or write now, then can we study Dhamma? For example, so if there is no education, can we manage in the world? Like when were you talking about the mangala, the blessings? So, for example, skillful means, can we help our family or earn a living or take care of our parents if there's no education and we can't earn an income, for example? So there has to be education.
Well, what I mean, for example, when a person tell me that this is ethical in the conventional world, for example, this is it's ethical not to steal, that kind of thing. So that also, that is by conventional thinking, is reinforced, is give me the sanya that not doing that is good. Not doing that is kusala. So that's what I mean, like, okay, how much of, like in the part of developing understanding or understanding, then there's the part where the sanya accumulate. And a lot of sanya, a lot of understanding, I just want to distinguish between when I say understanding, it's more referred to the understanding of reality, but then the sanya, when I said it could be wrong sanya or could be right sanya. So sometimes that we pick up some of the different ideas or different concepts through education, through friends and family. So the how reliable is that source to develop the understanding?
Well, if you're talking about education in the conventional sense, it may not include that, but if you're talking about listening to the Dhamma as a form of education, the pariyatti learning, that is the first step of, I guess if you want to call it, education in the Dhamma. Because without that, there cannot be the rising of understanding, patipatti and pativeda. There can't be any of that if there's no pariyatti learning. So that can be either, you can listen to it if you can't read and write. Because in the time of the Buddha, they weren't reading and writing. Well, at least in the Buddha's area where he was, they weren't reading and writing until later. So it was listening. And so this education certainly is a tremendous amount of listening. So, yes, in that sense, the education at pariyatti is like the foundation.
If someone says, tells you in, if a teacher in school or in your workplace says, oh, it's okay to take the pens and the books and this isn't really stealing, is it right or wrong?
Well, so in that case, for example, if they say it's not right to take the pen of somebody else, for example, and I take that. Right, so a lot of the understanding now is accumulated through different interaction with different people, and that form a kind of
of sanya.
So that's why we study the Dhamma, so we can understand really what is kusala and akusala at this moment, and we learn what is kusala intention, akusala intention, what is stealing, never mind what anyone else says or what the situation is. So we learn the truth about different kinds of realities, so that no matter whether we, where we work or what we do, that there is that understanding. So it may be the same and it may be different from that conventional understanding or what one is told in other places. So again, it's the confidence and the courage to understand realities now.
I guess what I'm aiming at is, well, a lot of the time that we not talk about the Buddha teaching, and in daily life we interact with people and we got different source of information, so that how these different source of information, where I acknowledge that sometimes this different source of information can be interpreted, if we look under the kusala and akusala definition in realities, it may be not the same. So I'm wondering, like, how much of that we can get from the daily interaction from the other, like, different source of information, but not from the Abhidhamma, and how is that would reinforce the sanya or the oneself.
I think we're used to thinking all day in terms of different situations and different stories, whether we're at work or here or anywhere. And so the purpose of the Dhamma is to understand more about realities. So whatever the circumstances, whatever our lifestyle, there can be more understanding developing no matter what the interaction, no matter what others say. There can be more understanding, and it's only understanding can know in the end what is right and what is not right at any moment. Awareness can arise any time at all, so there can be the development of understanding any time, any situation. The other day, Jamie was saying in this regard from Mangala Sutta about when there's more understanding, it will lead to more discipline. For example, one appreciates the value of getting up early and being hardworking and keeping one's place clean and tidy, this sort of thing. Would you like to say anything more, John?
I think that learning is benefit, no matter it's about what. But when it's about whatever appears in one's life, so it's much more benefit than the other thing else.
And I think also there can be a lot of superficial similarity between what one is taught conventionally and what we learn from the Dhamma, but the similarity is very superficial. And because in the Dhamma we learn in a deeper sense, including in the case of discipline, for example, we know the Buddha is talking about kusala, discipline, only.
I have got a question to that. That I still just stick to the unpleasant, I don't know how to say, because we read yesterday about Adisadita Pariyaya Sutta, and that was say whatever comes based on eye contact afterwards, it is pleasant, unpleasant, neither. And I just write down unpleasant contact based on eye, unpleasant
Can you forget about that and think about your own?
For example, there is thinking now, a lot of thinking. That is, for example, akusala, and it comes usually with unpleasant feeling. Is it also conditioned? And it can be proven, This is conditioned.
Yes.
Okay, that's my question.
Right. And I think what you're picking up on is that, I think we read in the sutta yesterday, this the contact conditions, pleasant or unpleasant feeling. Whatever pleasant or unpleasant feeling arises, conditioned by the contact between, say, the eye and the visible object.
It was, for example, chakusampaso, pachaya, upajati, vedaita, sukamva, dukamva, asukam, adukam, asukamva, tamping, adi.
Right now.
Yes, but
how you say?
Yeah, there is, like, for example, that was said, the word.
Yes.
The chaku sampazo, and that means seeing consciousness, contact.
Condition, feeling, which arises with it. And the next moment, pasa also condition whatever arises with it, too.
Afterwards.
One by one, moment.
That is based on... Mm-hmm. Because also Buddha talking the sutta about the mind and downward.
Because from seeing it will lead to another moment of pasa, another moment of pasa, another moment of pasa. Just like now.
And what is the way to know that it is conditioned so that one doesn't have to ask whether it's conditioned or not?
We have Buddha teachings.
Only by beginning to understand that reality when it appears now, and understanding it when it appears now as just a Dhamma, as a Nata. It's the only way. Like, a visible object appears now, we think we see people and things, but actually it's just a visible object that appears, just a Dhamma. No one can make it occur, no one can stop it occurring. Just at that moment, seeing visible object appears. Ideas about people and books and table and Jansu Chin is just thinking about different concepts afterwards with pleasant or unpleasant thinking, but actually at the moment of seeing only visible object, no idea of whether it's pleasant experience or unpleasant experience, because only visible object appears at that moment.
Yeah. Fixara still has also no rule how this goes. You cannot, yes. It's what is in the lead, I like to see that that way.
No rule? What do you mean? Anatta?
It just, I mean one moment at a time.
But no, we can say no rule what arises, no rule what is known, but if realities that are appearing right now, such as visible object, are not known when they appear and not understood as Dhamma, then there can never be the understanding of the answer to the question of whether they are conditioned or not. So only one way. Right?
Just knowing that even seeing itself needs the visible object and pasa as its conditions, it helps a lot to understand more and more later.
Yeah, so just elements. No one here,
right.
No one there, because of them, everything appears. Without them, nothing would appear. Mm-hmm. It's good to know, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
I ask myself. It's still conditioned everything, whatever kind of word.
So it's not in the book. When we read about the book, we have doubt about Pasaccha, Vedana, and so forth. But when there is the understanding, whatever appears depends on conditions, like even seeing depends on visible object and contact and other jetasikas. It helps a lot just for the sake of understanding only. When it's only, when it's free from wanting it to be this way or that way. And it's not self who understands. Just learn to understand realities. This is the first step of developing more and more understanding. And when it's the understanding of conditioned reality, it's quite a relief. See?
Nothing to be done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nothing to be done at all, no one to do anything at all. Just what appears now. No idea or practice or going somewhere or not going somewhere or opening the book or not opening the book.
Actually, especially when it's now, it's conditioned already.
It's happened. It's already fallen
mm-hmm.
away.
Yeah.
So let's go home.
By conditions.
By you.
Yeah.
You can go home, or you was conditioned to go home. Otherwise, I have to stay there.